Howdy.
Hey, Vaughn, in years past, when it's been all about Peyton, you guys have kind of talked about how you play with the chip on your shoulder. Now that everyone's saying all about the defense, is it tough to kind of get that motivation to say, hey, you know, we got to show that we're the best, not just in a regular season, but now that it's playoff time?
I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's the AFC Championship. You know, it's everything, all the emotions and, you know, all that stuff is easy. You know, we really don't need no motivation to go out there and play. We really don't need a motivation to go out there and be we don't need motivation to go out there and be our best, you know. We know what's at stake. We know what type of team we have. We know the opportunity that's in front of us. And, you know, with that little opportunity you got, it's got everybody pumped. So we'll be ready to go.
Hey, Vaughn, the way this team sort of went out of the postseason the last couple of years, it was all kind of ugly. Was there any kind of focus on trying to change your outlook as far as peaking later or being a little more edgy when it got real serious in December and January?
No, not really. I mean, for me personally, as the year went on, I want to be playing my best. You know, when the playoffs come around, I want to be playing my best. I don't want it to be almost sacks. I want those to be sacks, you know, come playoffs. All season it was almost, but now it's time to, you know, cross those T's and dot those I's and do that extra little bit to, you know, get it done. So that's where we at.
The comments by Malik and Antonio have been played up over the last day or so in relation to Brady. Were you guys, was there any strategy involved in trying to alert the refs the way Gronk's defended or the way Brady gets after the refs? And what is the challenge of Brady for you personally in facing him?
Well, I mean, the challenge with Brady is he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. One of the best quarterbacks to, you know, play in the National Football League. Sometimes he doesn't even need an offensive line. It's just that connection with Gronkowski and the connection with Edelman and Amendola. And all the receivers that he has is just instantaneous, just hut and boom, right now. So half of the time he doesn't even need a pass rush. So he's doing most of it himself. We're gonna have to be tight on the secondary, which I expect we'll be. And we'll have to get a pass rush every down because you never know what opportunity is gonna present itself for you to go ahead and make a big play.
Were you guys talking as a defense to try to alert the refs, perhaps?
I'm not a big talker. You know, I haven't been on social media, so I haven't seen any of the stuff that you're talking about. I was just trying to catch it when you was telling me. But, you know, we're going to try to tackle. We got to tackle well. We got to tackle Gronk well. He's very good at breaking tackles, very good at yards after contact. So we're going to have to be excellent right there to have a chance to win the game.
Kind of piggybacking off that question, he got rid of the ball on average less than 2 seconds per throw Saturday against Kansas City. Mm-hmm. How, as a pass rusher, can you impact a quarterback when the ball is getting out that quick?
You said 2 seconds? I mean, sometimes I only need like one. I'm just playing. Yeah. No, but I mean, it's quick. You know, we gotta have a. We're just gonna have to be tight on the secondary, and that little window that we get, me and DeMarcus, Wolf and Malik, we're just gonna have to get there. Shaq, everybody, we're just gonna have to get there. It's one of those games that, you know, can't make excuses. Got to get our hands up, bat some of the balls down, and we just got to get there. Plain and simple.
Vaughn, you just mentioned tackling Gronkowski yesterday. Chris Harris said you got to go at his legs, which can come off as sounding that's dirty. But when you look at a guy like that, one, is it dirty to try to tackle his legs? And two, what are you taught? What is kind of the message this week about how to get Gronkowski down?
I mean, I don't think it's ever been taught before, like to tackle a guy that's, you know, 6'8", 300 pounds. It's never really been taught. You got to tackle this guy. And they never really been broken down. The thing that we have to do well is just get them on the ground. We have to tackle well. You know, it's very, very vague, but you know, we just gotta tackle well. We gotta be extremely well tacklers come Sunday.
Yeah, Vaughn, you missed this event 2 years ago. Talk about your feelings then and how you feel about finally getting your chance here now.
We get the exact same situation. Number one seed. All the games at home here, but I was happy for my teammates then. I'm happy for my teammates now. But I have a chance to go in and affect the game. It's a little bit more that I can do than just cheer my guys on. And I plan to do that. I plan to take advantage of opportunity. I don't know when I'm going to get it back. It means a little bit more to me and Wolf and Chris. We didn't get to play in the last one. So, we're going to be ready to go come Sunday. And, you know, the game is totally different, you know, this time around. And, you know, we really want to take advantage of opportunity.
Along those same lines,
Can you talk a little bit about your teammate DeMarcus, who has done all these things and hasn't had a taste yet, and how happy you are for him to have a chance to get to the Super Bowl?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was talking to DeMarcus earlier. You know, he got his first playoff win, you know, last week. So we keep that going for him. You know, it's special for him. It's special for me too. It's one of my idols growing up. I got the utmost respect for. You know, I want it just as bad as he wants it. So, you know, we're gonna go out there and I want to be able to play that way. It's always easier to, you know, do something for somebody else, and I definitely want to get it done for DeMarcus.
Vaughn, what do you remember most about the last game against the Patriots, the overcame game? What jumps out at you, and how different is this team now that they have Edelman back, Amendola back?
I mean, the game is just going to be different regardless. They have their guys back. We have our guys back. TJ and Sly will be able to play. DeMarcus is going to play. We got Peyton back. So, you know, they played with our guys the first time around, and we played with our guys. So it's going to be a totally different game. You know, we still want to go out there and play our style of football, you know, relentless, fanatical effort to the ball, and just get it done. You know, DeMarcus is going to rush well. I'm going to rush well. All the guys are going to rush well. We're going to have a great secondary. Our secondary is going to be ready to go on Sunday. So, just got to take it one play at a time and just get it done.
What's it like for guys like you when you see what a guy like a Shaq Barrett, who came off the practice squad, to be a contributor the way he is this year? What does that mean to guys like you that maybe didn't have to go that route?
I mean, it means a lot because, you know, he's in my room. I see his struggle every single day. And I know the type of guy that he is. You know, I know his family and his sons and you know, all that stuff. So it's special for me. You know, we play the same position. It's not a surprise, though, because, you know, ever since Shaq got here, he showed tremendous ability, you know, to rush the passer, and he showed that he was going to be a big-time player. So it's not a surprise when he gets into the game and makes all these plays. So it's great. You know, it's great for him. Personally, you know, I want to see him get as much as possible. He's got, you know, a young family, and everything he gets is great. You know, I'm living through him.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
All righty.